Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. We are proudly part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. If you're looking for other fabulous podcasts on subjects like history, news, or pop culture, then check out evergreenpodcast.com. Have you heard of chartreuse, Benedictine, or Carmelite, or some people call it Eau de Carme? This lesser known liqueur, the Eau de Carme, has a prominent ingredient. It's often enjoyed as a digestive or an aperitif, and is made using a recipe that has historical ties to the Carmelite monks, hence its name. All three of these liqueurs, though, have something in common. Do you know what that is? Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast, is all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and now I'm living my best French life right here in the French countryside. Here, life is all about cooking, eating, and meeting wonderful food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe, 1,500 French cheeses, and sharing these experiences with yourself, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, we're continuing the A to Z of French herbs. Today's herb is one that is used in many French drinks, but is also more than just an ingredient in a boisson. Sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson maybe, some of that delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, lemon balm. Lemon balm in French is pronounced Melisse and spelt La, L-A, Melisse, M-E-L-I-S-S-E. Lemon balm is a perennial herbaceous plant and part of the Lemaceae family or mint family. Its botanical name is Melissa officinalis. The officinalis comes from Latin and means the shop. This comes from the use of the herb by apothecaries who sold herbal remedies. Other names for lemon balm include balm mint, blue balm, garden balm, honey plant, and sweet balm. Incorrectly, sometimes lemon balm is referred to as lemongrass, but it's not related at all and does not even look like lemongrass. In France, it can also be called balm melisse. Native to South Central Europe, particularly in the Mediterranean Basin, Iran, and parts of Central Asia, you can now find lemon balm all around the world. Some of the main producers of lemon balm commercially are actually in Hungary, Egypt, and Italy. Ireland is also one of the main producers of lemon balm oil. It's a bushy plant that grows to around 1 meter high and has small white flowers that are full of nectar. The plant lives for 10 years, but as a commercial crop, they are usually replaced every 5 years to help the ground rejuvenate itself. It grows fairly easily from seed and does well in a moist, rich soil. The use of lemon balm can be dated back as far as 2,000 years ago, with recorded uses by the Greeks and Romans. Greek polymath Theophrastus referred to it as bee leaf. Specifically, in ancient times, lemon balm was cultivated to feed bees and would also be used as a bait for new bee swarms. It was formally introduced to Europe in the 7th century, and there were many notes to its usage throughout the Middle Ages by herbalists, writers, philosophers, and scientists. Prince Llewellyn, who was actually the last Prince of Wales, was said to have drunk lemon balm tea every day of his life, and he lived until the fabulous ripe old age of 108. The Tudors used to scatter lemon balm leaves across their floors. No reason for this was given that I could find. I suppose they just fancied the idea of leaves tossed around the house. In 1696, the London Dispensary told its readers that an essence of balm given in canary wine every morning will renew youth, strengthen the brain, relieve languishing nature, and prevent baldness. This is the second herb in a row now that has hair loss prevention qualities that I've obviously learnt way too late. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Podcast Network are the French History Podcast, where Dr. Gary Giroux explores events and people from 3 million years ago to today in France. Gary Giroux is a historian who has a PhD in modern British and French history. And another great podcast about French history on the Evergreen Network is Le Siècle by David Montgomery. It's all about French history from 1814 to 1914, the century in France that was one of both turmoil and stagnation, of revolution and industrialization, of wealth and poverty, of colonialism and humiliation. Check out these and other shows at evergreenpodcast.com. Lemon balm's leaves have a mild lemon scent and are often used as a herb in teas to flavour them, especially peppermint teas. Many people grow them as an ornamental plant and are often used to attract bees to the garden. Lemon balm contains chemicals that have a sedative and calming effect and can also reduce the growth of some viruses and bacteria. People use lemon balm for cold sores, anxiety, stress, insomnia, indigestion, and many other conditions. Some even say that it can be used to help the treatment of dementia. It has a compound called rosmarinic acid, and this has an antimicrobial and also antioxidant properties. Lemon balm essential oil is often used as an ingredient in perfume and can even be found in some toothpastes. It's even an ingredient in the making of furniture polish. In 2007, the International Herb Association, yes, that's actually a thing, made lemon balm the 2007 Herb of the Year. Carmelite water, or eau de carme, or eau de melisse, is a distilled alcoholic digestive tonic that is drunk in France, and it contains lemon balm, lemon peel, nutmeg, and angelica, which we've mentioned in the first episodes of this A to Z of French Herb series. The drink was made by the Carmelite nuns, who were a Roman Catholic religious order from the Abbey Saint-Just in the 14th century. Each convent and religious order had at the time its own water or elixir, whose recipe was kept secret, such as that of Sartreuse and this water of the Carmelites. A parchment written in 1715 includes the real recipe of lemon balm water. This recipe was kept secret, only transmissible to the Carmelist brothers. The parchment, they said, came from the Holy Land. In the court of Louis XIV, the Sun King, ladies of the court had so-called nervous discomfort, so they would drink the eau de melisse to relieve this. Lemon balm can also be found in the French liqueurs, Benedictine, and Chartreuse. Persian writer and thinker Avicenna once wrote about lemon balm, "Maketh the heart merry and joyful." That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious. Do you grow or have you used lemon balm before? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. You can slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, or you can email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I'd love to chat with you all. If you share your recipes, etc. with me, then I'll give them a go, and even post on my socials, possibly even my blog, which you can find at andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is, whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup, and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.